Thank you, Patrick, for that lovely introduction to Sam Henry and to a diverse range of subjects that he touched upon, etc., one of which was his love of the Hamely tongue. And of course, if you may have noticed at the back of the room, there are copies of the booklet published the poems of W.F. Marshall. And W.F. Marshall was minister of Castle Rock, but he was 10 years younger than Sam. But they were both, they had a common interest in a sense, and they were both in communication with each other, and they both supported each other's work and sometimes passed inquiries from one to the other, etc. Sam regularly published articles of one sort or another in the local papers, and one of the articles that he published was a nonsense poem written by this very serious clerical gentleman in Castle Rock on the merits of Guysmere. For those who may not be aware, Guysmere was a facility right on the coast, right on the sandhills, in front of the Presbyterian Church, and it was the boys' auxiliary. It was an establishment run by the Presbyterian Church, and that. And the opening verse of the Reverend Marshall's poem on the subject, which Sam published in the local paper, was, "Cheerio for Guysmere and the camp beside the sea. Cheerio for Guysmere, it's the place we want to be. What's the crush of black mouths? It's the boys' auxiliary down among the earwigs at Guysmere." So they weren't always serious men, but when they were more serious, another example is, we're looking at a picture of, now this is a postcard, but it is of the era, and the only two standing buildings at this end of Circular Road are the church and the manse. The manse is very big because the First Minister had a very large family. I don't think it had been matched by any minister since. But anyway, so that's where the Reverend Marshall was based. But on more serious topics, so this is an inquiry sent to the Reverend Marshall by the editor of the Belfast Telegraph, who in turn had received it from the Northern Ireland office, and it was following up in an inquiry in an English paper. The Reverend Marshall wasn't able to deal with the subject matter, so he passed it on to Sam, and he let the Telegraph know. So they were working hand in glove, in a sense, and pursuing their common interests. At this stage, we want to move to a very historic site. So here we are now moving on to an antiquity that Sam photographed, and it inspired him to compose a poem on the subject of this medieval burial ground. Now, I told you earlier that when we went as a group to look at the archive material, etc., we each picked things that were of particular interest. This subject and its location, etc., was of particular interest to one of our members who sadly can't be here today, Pearl Hutchison. But in turn, having read Sam's poem inspired by this particular historical site, Pearl wrote a poem of her own. And we're very grateful on this occasion to welcome Denise to read that poem. Thank you.